The appeal proper hasn't started yet. What we had at the time we filed the appeal, a group of civil society organizations, mainly based in the Lake Albert Basin, where the oil prospecting and exploration program is being undertaken, applied to join the appeal under amicus curiae, or as friends of court, to be able to support our appeal. And that's what we've been going through. So today we appeared before Justice Faith Monda, who is a High Court judge based at the Nakawa Court, and she set a ruling date for 28th of March 2012 to give us a position on whether these amicus curiae applicants can join on our case, and then the substantive appeal will start, we hope.
So in other words, you're saying whether the court allows this civil society organization to join the appeal or not, the main appeal will go on as scheduled?
Yes, the main appeal was filed by myself and my colleague Angelo Izama, and this application is just for them to make the team bigger, but it will still go ahead. We are still pursuing it.
And now, in your appeal, you are praying court to compel government to release the certified copies of the protection sharing agreements that government signed with oil companies. And more agreements have been signed recently. Are those included in the appeal, or those won't be released?
Our initial petition to the court was not limited to specific agreements. What we asked government to do was to rely on Article 43 of the Ugandan Constitution and the provisions in the Access to Information Act, enacted by the Ugandan Parliament in 2005 and attended to by the President, to be more transparent in its dealings with the oil industry, especially the discoveries in the west of the country, what agreements, what kind of contracts it's entering into with whoever is prospecting in the country. We lost at the trial court, which was the magistrate's court, because the magistrate felt that he wasn't convinced that by us accepting this information would be able to benefit the Ugandan public. But the access to information law in Uganda does not limit what reason you apply to get information in government control, provided you are a Ugandan citizen. He forgot also the fact that we are journalists who are working with both print and broadcast media in Uganda, the leading media house in Uganda for both print and broadcast, and that we would ultimately share this information with a larger Ugandan audience. And this is what we intend to be pushing in our appeal.
Some of the contents of these agreements have leaked in the media in recent months. Why do you think the government is so bent on not releasing the full texture of the agreements?
We are suspicious why government wants to handle this whole oil exploration program with a lot of secrecy. We are looking at examples from Ghana, for example, which has its agreements on the internet. We are looking at cases of Norway, which has all this information available to not only Norwegian citizens, but citizens of the world, literally, who can have access to what has been going on. Two things we suspect. One is that government has always been reluctant to share its information with the Ugandan public. The other thing is we have been told by and large that the agreements, from what has leaked out, are not entirely bad. So we are puzzled as to why government seems reluctant and wants the Ugandan public to hold it with a lot of suspicion.